Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, starts now. This, my fellow Americans, is the broadcast for March 22nd in the year of our Lord, 2023. This is our one of two in the goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, to promote God, family, and country, through so on your radio in the traditions of our founding fathers. Ladies and gentlemen, we use the brilliant checks and balances put in place by the founding fathers, their infinite wisdom under God Almighty, in the supreme law of the land, the Constitution of the United States of America, our blueprint for liberty. As you know, we reject revolution. We stand for peaceful restoration of the greatest country on the face of the earth. Welcome to the broadcast. And boy, howdy, have we got a lot to discuss today. I'm going to skip my normal preview of yesterday's show in lieu of our incredible guest today, Mr. Michael Perutka. He's a Maryland-based attorney. He's the founder of the Institute on the Constitution, theamericanview.com. And he's just an all-around great guy. Welcome to the broadcast, sir.
Sam, it's great to be with you. Thank you very much. It's a real privilege. Thanks for your kind words.
One of the slogans on theamericanview.com is pray, study, act. And boy, how did we need more of that today? Let me set the stage for the discussion. Everything in the news is about Donald. I don't know that I can hardly even find a story that's not about Donald, unless it's about Joe Biden locking us down more, stealing more land from the states, this kind of stuff. Environmental stuff, international global war, everything that breeds and generates fear. But other than that, it's all about the Donald. Everything is about Donald, Donald, Donald. And so I thought I'd bring on constitutional attorney Michael Perutka to help break it down for us. And there's a couple of things to note before we get started. George Soros, I guess, funded Manhattan DA Alvin Bragg's campaign with $1 million. As he pledged to jail or get Trump. Now, how factual that is still yet to be seen. There's a lot of news folks out there with a lot of information. But it's likely that George Soros, even Fox and others are reporting details about this, has been funding Mr. Bragg. Now, the problem with this guy is many-fold. He's a Democrat. He's a Trump hater. Trump now says that Bragg has Trump derangement syndrome. But there's a couple of other things that you should know. Bragg must ask the grand jury to vote on whether to charge Trump. I don't know if you know that, but Bragg can't just decide for himself. If they vote no, it ain't going to happen. Right? Understand that. Now, that's the first thing to really realize, people. The next thing to realize is this. A majority of jurors must agree to do so. Okay? That's it. You think in a jury that it's going to take all 12 of them, not with these special grand juries or whatever. All you got to have is a majority to do so. You also need to know that a simple majority is all that is required to hand up an indictment. And that's very, in my opinion, scary. The first thing I want to talk about is the problem with this in terms of due process, Michael.
Mm-hmm. Well, Sam, there's a lot of problems with this, and it's a narrative more than it's a story, and it's a story more than it's a real attempt at establishing justice. You mentioned the fact that an indictment from a grand jury is not under the authority of the prosecutor. He convenes a grand jury and he presents evidence to them. And the idea is that if the majority of them vote to indict, then they would do so because they thought that more likely than not, there's enough evidence to convict them. So there's a lot of the commentators about this have been bringing up a great deal of the problems. One of the problems is that the crime that they seek to charging with, I think there is outside of the statute of limitations. In other words, there's been too much time has passed, and now the prosecutor doesn't have the legal authority to bring this to an indictment because the statute of limitations has run out. So that's a problem right there. A lot of other commentators talk about the fact that the Department of Justice, for example, and the Federal Election Commission, all decided not to bring an action when they had the authority to bring an action on this as well. And they decided against it, I guess, because of maybe the thinness of the evidence and the fact that it was outside the statute of limitations. So according to the New York Times, it says in one of their articles, it says conviction is far from assured. And that's the New York Times. So, yeah, there's the other thing that's very, very odd about this. I mean, that Donald Trump himself seems to be wanting it to happen. That's just a whole story, a series of stories in and of itself, I think.
And not only is he wanting it to happen, but he's wanting to do a big, big to do in front of the media. He wants to be handcuffed. He wants a show, baby. And that's kind of another interesting twist to this. They're saying they might indict him, but deny him his show. And that's making him livid from what we understand from insiders, Michael.
Yeah, and that's hard to really get your arms around. I mean, I have a lot of admiration for Donald Trump because he's the first president really in my lifetime that actually put America first and acted like he was the president of the United States, not the president of the world. So he was somebody that had not only did not have a globalist agenda, but worked against the globalist agenda, which is why people like George Soros and others hate him and work against him. By the way, you mentioned Soros funding. I think there was a PAC called the Color of Change PAC, something like that, that Soros gave money to.
That is correct.
That PAC supported this Alvin Bragg. The other thing that it's about both Alvin Bragg and the Attorney General of the State of New York, I think her name is Letitia James. There's something very, I think, wrong about the prospect of trying to go and using the prosecutorial function to go and get a certain person. And clearly, Letitia James campaigned on the idea that she was going to go get Donald Trump. And that's not really the way that the prosecutorial function is a very important one and should be dealt with really very even-handedly and can't become a political tool because if you weaponize it, it's very dangerous. I fear that this is an example of the weaponization of the prosecutorial function, very, very dangerous way to proceed because it's the ability to investigate and to indict and to prosecute somebody is a huge use of the police power of the state. I mean, it's an awesome power, and when it's brought to bear against people, it's difficult for most people to even bear up under it. Donald Trump is a very unusual person, and for him to actually be, you know, seeking to maybe use it as a weapon against those who are weaponizing it is interesting show, but it's not really a good legal lesson. It might be more of an entertainment show.
That's the problem with it. So you've got the George Soros manipulated funding kind of agenda to get Trump. The second thing that's interesting is Bragg has to decide if he's going to do this or not. And he hasn't decided. He's got a lot of blustering statements saying nobody's going to intimidate us and everything else. But at the end of the day, not only does Bragg have to decide to do it, Bragg could get himself in pretty much some serious trouble if he does it and it's unfounded. The jury could shut him down, making a mockery of Bragg. The other thing is now the indictment, they say, has been delayed. See, Donald said he was getting arrested Tuesday. They already put it off one day because Trump indictment delayed after grand jury scheduled an additional witness. And this witness came out boldly and made a mockery of Cohen and said Cohen is flat out not to be trusted and that everything he says is absolutely bogus with a political agenda himself. So the witness that testified late yesterday really could throw a wrench in the works, too. Whether it's enough or not, time will tell. But that even has changed the narrative some, so they've delayed that. Trump to be indicted, they say he'll be asked to surrender for an arraignment next week. Now, this is an interesting twist because an indictment literally by law means you're arrested. But it doesn't mean they have to come get you. They can just submit a summons, say come to court. They can extradite you by force. And a lot of people believe that Ron DeSantis could stop that extradition. I don't think so. Or Donald could come in willingly. Donald could fight it and not be willing to come in. They could make a big parade and handcuffs and a to-do. They could do a raid, which I doubt they'll do. Or they could just say peacefully, come in, Donald, you know what to do and you know what's right. There's so much latitude this prosecutor has. He could even just say, I'm not going to file it now. Even though there might be evidence, I'm not going to file it now. He has a surprising amount of latitude, Michael.
Yeah, he does. And as you mentioned, there's a lot of different ways to do this. They don't have to like raid, you know, have a 5 a.m. raid at Mar-a-Lago, take Trump out in handcuffs, even though that might be what he wants. It can be done by negotiation and by, you know, consent through his counsel. You know, when you first asked me, Sam, to come on and talk about this, one of the things that came to my mind was Proverbs 29:2. Which says that when the righteous are in authority, the people rejoice. But when the wicked beareth rule, the people mourn. The people groan. The people mourn. And you know, this is such a crazy set of circumstances. But it's within a very, very crazy set of circumstances that we live in. I mean, the
hang tight, Michael. Got a quick pause. Liberty Roundtable Live.
The spirit of the American West is alive and well in Range Magazine, the award-winning quarterly devoted to the issues of the American West. Each issue contains informative articles, breathtaking imagery, as well as the culture of cowboy spirit today, and gift ideas, like this year's Buckaroo calendar. Order online from rangemagazine.com. Loving Liberty Network salutes the spirit of the American West at rangemagazine.com.
This is a battle between truth and deceit, a battle between forces that would enslave this country in darkness and between a media that wants to present you with the truth.
We are being censored. America's news outlets no longer provide the truth. 90% of news outlets in the United States are controlled by 6 corporations. The mission of the Epoch Times is to chase the truth, to ground all statements in fact.
TheEpochTimes.com.
Why does the left lie constantly? Because they get spiritual power from lying. The lies come from Satan, the father of lies, John 8:44. Here's how the political lying process works. Satan provides the beast with a lie. Then, the more they use the lie, the more they reproduce the lie, the more spiritual power they get. Now look, the media is a lie multiplier. And this multiplication gives more evil spiritual power to the beast. That power protects the cells of the beast from prosecution. Why isn't Hillary in prison? She is protected. We must restore our national relationship with God. Truth is sacred in the kingdom, and the government shall be upon his shoulder. Isaiah 9:6.
A message from Christ Kingdom Ministries.
Michael Perutka with me, ladies and gentlemen, well-known constitutional attorney. TheAmericanView.com is an incredible training website. Check it out. We're talking about pray, study, and act, and that's what we need the most right now. We're talking about Donald Trump. We're talking about George Soros. We're talking about Mr. Bragg, the fixers, everybody else in the mix. You were mentioning right before the pause, Michael, it's a very unique circumstance. When the people are wicked and they lord over us, we mourn. When righteousness prevails, we celebrate, so to speak. You're mentioning that we're in a very interesting, twisted time right now, aren't we?
Yeah, twisted is a good way to say it. Bent, you know, twisted. It's perverse. We live in a perverse age, where we're inundated by lies. The commercial you just had on there, I was listening. I had never heard that phrase before. It said that the media is the lie multiplier. And I thought, wow, that's a good way to say it. It's a lie multiplier. And so we live in such a crazy age. So this crazy situation with this possible indictment of Donald Trump is, is got to be looked at within that context. You know, there's, you know, the prosecutorial function, I was saying, is a very, really a sacred one, if you will, a very important one, and one that should, is capable of being highly misused, because it's a very the authority to investigate and to indict and to prosecute, that is to say, to bring to trial through judgment, is a very harsh police power. It can be, and it can be, it's capable of being misused and abused. And we live in an age now where the weaponization of government and government police powers against opponents is accepted now. I mean, it's part of the background now.
It's even promoted and celebrated, if you will.
Right. And that's horrible. I mean, that's a horrible development. So I almost, you know, I don't even want to talk about some of these things, because they're destructive of the, that which binds us together, which is the truth. You know, and the regard for truth, and the regard for justice, the regard for fair play. I mean, we have all these constitutional provisions about due process and fundamental fairness, et cetera, and equal protection. But they only matter if people care about them, and people in authority care about them, and people in authority are only going to care about them if the people that elect them and put them in that authority care about them.
And, Michael, this is why George Washington highlighted that the fundamental pillars, they're necessary. These fundamental pillars, religion and morality, are the two great supports. And without them, we're going to melt down. That's what's at question here, morality and religion. I don't mean religion in terms of what kind of Christian you are or anything like that. I'm talking about these moral values, these religious ideas that I must tell the truth, not bear false witness, etc. That's at the core of this sacred responsibility you're highlighting.
Sure. Truth is the glue that holds everything together. And the regard for truth, the elevation of truth, and the desire for truth is fundamental to true justice. And if we have jettisoned the idea of our law, God being the source of law and government, the source and the author of law and government, as we've thrown that aside and jettisoned that, our difficulties just increase and increase. And you know, I'm reminded of another part of scripture where it says that where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. So if we're not experiencing liberty, it's because the Spirit of the Lord isn't where we need it to be, and it needs to be alive in the hearts and the minds of the people. That's what's ultimately going to hold government to the limits that the Constitution sets for it, and that God's law sets for it. And unless ultimately, the restitution of a civil society that is just depends upon a revival of that, the principles and the precepts of that biblical worldview, on which it was our government and system of law and government was founded. So we ultimately need to return to that. But when we look at a situation like this, so many things are wrong with this. I mean, we've talked about a number of them, but so many things are wrong with this.
Well, let me tell you one of the biggest wrong things before you get to the exhaustive list that you have, Michael. And I highlight this because I told you that there was a surprised witness or an extra witness that testified yesterday, and that the indictment was delayed because of that witness. Well, I don't know if you know, but that witness also delivered a bombshell yesterday. I don't know if you heard about this, Michael, but I'm going to tell you about it. You mentioned that, hey, raw power could be used here wrongfully. It's a very sacred responsibility to get it right. Morality is at the core of this. But listen, here's the deal. Soros-funded DA Alvin Bragg now got caught by this extra witness hiding nearly 600 pages of exculpatory evidence from the New York grand jury in the Trump case. Jim Hoft had this report. As you know, he's the founder of Gateway Pundit, etc. But now they've discovered 600 pages that Bragg withheld from the jury. This is explosive, and nobody's talking about it but the Gateway and us.
Really? No, I wasn't. You're correct that I was not. That's very interesting, and it again it points to how out of control these situations are,
and it points to the brilliant reality you focused on, which is, look, this is a very sacred thing. It can be either done right, morally, transparently, with the truth in mind, or it can be done with a political agenda. And this just proves the political agenda that's happening now. 600 pages of exculpatory evidence hid from the grand jury, and we find out now, when they're supposed to be supposedly arresting the Donald, then one more extra witness gets called, and then this gets exposed last second, if you will. It's a massive bombshell demonstrating the criminality here, sir.
Yeah, sure, because that itself calls for investigation and possible indictment and prosecution.
But that would be indictment of Mr. Bragg, right?
Yes, it would be, yes. Yes.
So now you got Alvin Bragg is possibly in bigger trouble than even Donald, right?
Yes. Again, and again, this points to the topsy-turvy craziness that we live in, because when we try to take God out of the equation, then man becomes sovereign. Man wants to be God, and we have the mess and the tyranny and the chaos and the anarchy that we experience.
And the funny thing about this issue, where we have these prosecutors that just withhold evidence and play games and lie, Ammon Bundy's trial got completely dismissed over the same thing. The FBI withheld exculpatory evidence, lied. There was no repercussions for them doing so. But Ammon walked free as a result of it. I wish there were more prosecutions on this. But you bring up a valuable point all the time, and I want to reiterate this because I think it relates here as much as any time ever. You know, the appearance of doing something over and over makes it seem right. Explain that to us a little more, Michael.
Well, I think what you're referring to is actually contained in the very first sentence of Thomas Paine's pamphlet called Common Sense, which caused a great stir back in 1774 and 75. But the very first line of that book, he said that a long habit of not thinking a thing to be wrong gives it a superficial appearance of being right. A long habit of not thinking something to be wrong gives it a superficial appearance of being right. And notice that Thomas Paine didn't say that a long habit of not thinking it wrong makes it right. It just gives it a superficial appearance of being right, when in fact it's not right. So this is a dangerous way and a regrettable way for us to act about our law and government. We need to be vigilant about it. But as we have engaged in long bad habits in America. One of them is that maybe the film is foundational, is that we as Americans have stopped studying and rehearsing the fundamental principles of our government, which is based on a biblical worldview. We've lived through a couple of generations now where the idea of the acknowledgement of God and his authority over government, which was fundamental to our founders and is contained in all the documents of our founding, that idea has been perverted and subverted and taken out of our culture, and it's to our great detriment that has occurred, because we've lost the truth, and we've lost either the desire or the understanding that the truth is important, and we're just involved in these dangerous skirmishes where we've weaponized government that's supposed to be working for the establishment of justice, and we have our governments now working against justice and against their true purpose. The purpose, you know, Bastiat wrote about this.
Hold on, Michael. We'll talk about Bastiat in a second. I got another break. Look, ladies and gentlemen, honor and truth and justice has been violated. Due process is one reality about innocent until proven guilty. This has all been violated by Bragg withholding 600 pages of exculpatory evidence. Are you kidding me right now?
Protecting your liberties. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
USA News, I'm Lance Pry. President Biden has one event on his schedule today, and it's happening this afternoon at 5 p.m. Eastern. Biden and the First Lady will host a reception celebrating Women's History Month. The Vice President and Second Gentleman are also scheduled to speak at the gathering in the East Room. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen says failing to raise the national debt limit would be absolutely catastrophic.
While speaking at the American Bankers Summit in Washington, D.C., Janet Yellen had this to say.
Take an economy that is performing very well, and it would threaten all of that.
Yellen urged Congress to raise the debt ceiling promptly without conditions. She noted that when Congress waited to do so in 2011, the U.S. credit rating was downgraded. Her remarks came as the Biden administration and Republicans appear to be at odds on a deal. House Republicans have recommended deep spending cuts in return for their votes. I'm Skip Kelly.
None of the seven candidates running to become Jacksonville, Florida's next mayor received enough of the vote to be declared the winner last night. Republican Daniel Davis and Democrat Donna Deegan will now face off during the May 16th general election. The Democrat.
I am obviously incredibly grateful for all of you, all of your support for all these many months, 16 months we've been on the campaign trail.
The Republican.
I cannot tell you how much I appreciate you, my friends who have worked so hard to help us get to this point.
After more than 2 months of strikes and violent protests that have shaken France's foundation, labor activists rallied against French President Emmanuel Macron's determination to put through a law raising the retirement age from 62 to 64, a measure opponents say has put the country against its will. The vote of no confidence against Macron's government was rejected by just 9 votes. 278 voted in favor, a lot more than expected. Today is National Goof Off Day. If you need instructions, you're doing it wrong. This is USA News.
This report is brought to you by Crescent Tools. Most toolboxes contain a crescent wrench, which tradesmen and DIYers have trusted for more than a century. But what many call a crescent wrench isn't always the real deal. The reason? True crescent wrenches are made by Crescent Tools, which started producing the adjustable wrench in 1907. However, few realize that Crescent is the brand, not the tool. Nor do they understand that Crescent makes more than just wrenches. Brendan Walsh, Director of Product Management at Crescent Tools.
What a person thinks is a crescent wrench may just be an adjustable wrench.
Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow towels. Towels that work. The 6-piece towel set includes 2 bath towels, 2 hand towels, and 2 washcloths. And right now you can receive a 6-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code USA or call 800-951-8170. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.
Ladies and gentlemen, we always look back to the founders for guidance. They were wise. They were inspired by God Almighty. And we look to the supreme law of our land, the Constitution for the United States of America. With me, Michael Peruk, a well-known constitutional attorney. TheAmericanView.com is a website with incredible constitutional educational training materials for you. TheAmericanView.com. Why? Because The American View helps you understand the founders' view. It helps you understand the inspired nature of the supreme law of the land. It helps you understand that we need to pray, study, and act if we want to make changes in the republic. Folks, that's critical. So this Trump indictment got delayed because explosive testimony last night or yesterday. Soros-funded DA Alvin Bragg literally withheld nearly 600 pages of exculpatory evidence. It's a massive bombshell that could get Bragg in more trouble than Donald's in, and it could change the whole game. Well, we always looked at the founding fathers and to their writings for guidance. Some of them weren't founding fathers, but they shared the same understanding in their era, if you will. Michael was mentioning Bastiat as one example to make the point, sir.
Well, yeah, thank you, Sam. I was mentioning that Frederick Bastiat, who wrote a famous tome called The Law, a book called The Law, actually dealt with some of the things that we deal with today, and it's very enlightening to read some of his work. And what Bastiat pointed out is the age-old problem of what do you do when those who are charged with upholding the law. Use the law to break the law. In other words, we have people in positions of authority that we've given them a position of authority, and you can argue that they weren't maybe elected, but they were selected, because we have plenty of room for doubt about our election system. But at any event, we have people in positions of authority in America who really are not interested at all in doing the job of upholding the law. They actually are using their positions to break the law. So they use the law, if you will, to break the law. And this is an age-old problem. It's part of the fallen nature of man that this would happen, and we have to be very vigilant to prevent it and to keep our Republican form of government. I don't mean Republican Party. I mean a Republican form of government, small r, not capital R. In order to keep that in place, it takes vigilance and it takes knowledge. And you mentioned a couple times that our slogan there is pray, study, act. And it's in that order, because we need to first recognize that we need to come to prayer. We need the God who was active in
prayer opens the door, acknowledging we need his help, guidance, and inspiration if we're going to act in a way that would make him happy or please him, right?
Right, right. And I once had a pastor that used to say, right action follows right thinking. So we have to study and know and understand these principles rightly and understand the patterns and precepts and the principles that are involved here. So that's part of the study. And then after we're armed with that, then we're able to act. Many Americans are acting and want to act, but they have good intentions, but they're just running amok in some ways, because they haven't taken the time to first of all give this and understand that God is in charge, and Romans 8:28 has not been repealed. He still works these things together for those who are called according to his purpose, and we have to find ourselves within his will, and we have to study the situation. We want to be like the men of Issachar, who scripture says understood the times. That's what we want to be like. We want to understand the times. And then armed with that, then we want to act rightly and righteously to restore our constitutional American Republic, which has been for centuries a beacon of freedom to the world. But we're in grave straits and are losing it, because we haven't done what we need to do. And that is we need to get back to the basics, understand them, and hold our elected representatives and appointed representatives responsible. We don't have rulers in America. We have representatives. The people, we are self-governed. That's the whole idea here. But in order to be self-governed, you need to be a people. You need to be capable of being self-governed. You have to understand that God is the source of all authority.
And speaking of justice, ladies and gentlemen, we get our guidance from God. Then as you look at the Declaration of Independence, we understand that government derives its just power from the consent of the governed, or us. Now, Senator Rand Paul is speaking out. Many people are speaking out on this. That's why we're talking about this so in detail. It's not really about Trump right now. It's more about due process. It's about the rule of law. It's about the rejection of the misuse of power. It's about, hey, withholding exculpatory evidence is illegal and denies due process. This assumption of innocence until proven guilty is on the altar right now for being buried deep sixed forevermore if we're not very, very, very careful. But Senator Rand Paul says this: a Trump indictment would be a disgusting abuse of power. The DA, Alvin Bragg, should be put in jail. See, I agree with that, because he's violating due process. He's violated, look, 600 pages of exculpatory evidence. This idea that, well, he paid money to some porn lady. We don't even have evidence that he said, she said scenario. Well, wait a minute. No, Michael Cohen said so. Michael Cohen's not to be trusted. He's already gone to prison. Okay, his witness, if you will, is so destroyed, it's not even funny. We don't know what happened. We don't know what money went where. We don't know if money was paid for legal fees or not. But they're trying to take that misdemeanor of paying money to this girl, turning it into now a felony by linking it to some campaign finance discussion. It's a stretch, to say the least. even if he gets that done. Now, Chris Rock, comedian, says arresting Trump is only going to make him more popular. This is, and Ron DeSantis said it best, believe it or not, I'm not going to participate in this, what did he call it? In this circus is what circus. He called it, Michael.
Yeah, I think you're right. Yeah. Speaking of which, you mentioned something earlier that I just want to come back to as well, Sam. Ron DeSantis actually, if he desired to, there is an established argument under the Constitution that he wouldn't have to agree to extradite Trump out of Florida. I mean, and the theory there is that the governor is responsible for the welfare of all the people in his state, and if he feels if DeSantis legitimately felt like Donald Trump was not going to get justice in New York, he could determine not to extradite him and refuse to do that. He doesn't have to do it.
I was saying that he probably couldn't get away with that, but you're saying that he constitutionally could.
He constitutionally could. I don't know if he could get away with it from the standpoint of public relations, et cetera, but
in the modern day, even though constitutionally he could, would they really let that fly, or would the FBI just come in roughshod like they seem to do? They don't respect sheriffs all over the country, even though sheriffs have that authority as well.
That's true.
I guess there's a matter of constitutional versus practical reality in our day. Sadly, we've let so much slide in America, folks, to where it's tough to uphold the rule of law based on the true checks and balances. See, there's not only checks and balances in the three branches of government, but there's checks and balances between the general government and the states as well, ladies and gentlemen. So Rand Paul has a valuable point, though, that, look, we need to go full bore and prosecute this Alvin Bragg guy. The guy's a nutcase on a bender for Trump. Now, I don't always agree with Donald, and I think that this whole scenario about a woman and all this stuff is just points to the immorality of our nation, and that's why I kind of highlight that as well, Michael.
Yes, you're wise too, because what we care about is a truthful, constitutional, legitimate process that will be followed, and we'll have confidence will be followed. And you just mentioned that, for example, the FBI a second ago. You know, you said we don't know this, we don't know that, and that's true. We not only don't know, but we don't trust anymore. Our degree of trust in an institution like the FBI and what the White House, the administration, we don't trust like we used to trust. And I think it's probably inevitable that we have, because they're not trustworthy in many cases. And again, it comes back to our earlier discussion that truth is the glue that. And a commitment to truth and a desire for truth is the glue that holds us together. And if we lose that and just throw that away because we want to win this battle or win this fight, regardless of what's true and right and righteous, then we're actually participating in our own demise.
Folks, this is very serious. This is only partially about Donald Trump. This is about the rule of law. This is about due process. This is about honor and integrity for sacred duties carried out by those whom we elect and then who they appoint, if you will. When we get back, Donald Trump has called on his supporters to protest ahead of a possible indictment. I've got a problem with that whole scenario. We'll talk about it with Michael Peruca in seconds on Liberty Roundtable Live.
If Planned Parenthood were what they publicly declare themselves to be, they would welcome transparency. We all know why they hide, because we know what they hide. We can confirm federal judges who follow the Constitution rather than reverse engineer their preferred policy outcomes. The truth about abortion is spreading because of advances in medical imaging, because of brave journalists, tireless activists, compassionate doctors, nurses, and other healthcare professionals. The rising generation of young Americans is the most pro-life in decades because they know too. And one day soon, we will reaffirm our nation's principles in their dignified fullness and avow once again that all men are created equal. All are entitled to life.
Have you ever had great honey? No, I mean really good, all-natural, raw honey. Well, now you can, thanks to localhoneyman.com. We can ship out our locally made honey all across the U.S. So don't worry, you won't miss out. Plus, Local Honeyman has so many different flavors, like Utah Wildflower, High Desert Delight, Happy Valley, and Blackberry, just to name a few. So purchase your delicious raw honey today at localhoneyman.com.
Do you treasure your liberty? Well, at LovingLiberty.net, we most certainly do. And we want to help protect your liberty, too. Become part of the family. Everyone knows that the core of any society is the family. Therefore, the government should foster and protect the integrity of its family, we the people. Won't you join us as a Loving Liberty sponsor to help us promote the principles in the 5,000-year leap? Let's restore the miracle that changed the world at LovingLiberty.net.
Yeah, the Donald says protest, ladies and gentlemen. The problem is, folks, I agree with the founders based on the First Amendment. We have the fundamental God-ordained right to peacefully assemble. Peacefully assemblage and protest are a little bit different by nature. Protest and riot, you know, it all ratchets up in the terms if you're not very careful. The problem is January 6th got a lot of innocent people put in jail. A lot of innocent people got visited by the FBI. A lot of good, well-meaning, praying, peaceful people got caught in this melee. I believe that provocateurs are manipulating this reality and really betraying those who have honest hearts. I understand what Donald's trying to say, but I also think that could backfire. I'm warning people to stay as far away from it as you can get. Protesting, in this case, a peaceful assemblage, if you will, isn't really the answer. There are better ways to solve the problems we're facing, Michael.
Well, I have to admit, I'm of two minds, and I think that's what you're getting at here. Because while we are in favor of peaceful protest, and we want that to be, for years it has been the American way that protest would be respected and honored. But now we live again because of the craziness of the age, where truth is. It's not true, and there's a perversion going on. What happened with January 6th and the ways in which
and Charlottesville makes the point as well.
Yeah. Well, so we actually want to. You find yourself warning people against protesting because it's dangerous, because it's not an honored thing like it ought to be. Again, back to that quote from scripture, where the spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. I mean, this had the idea of peaceful protest and the sanctuary that should exist around that it needs to be kept alive. It needs to be kept alive in our hearts and our understanding. That's why we have to study history. That's one of the reasons we have our courses of instruction and Institute on the Constitution. We want to think like Americans again and act like Americans again, because we've been trained, indoctrinated away from the American view of law and government over 175 years, and we need to return to it. And the returning to it requires us to pause and pray and then study. We need to study. We need to know our history. And then we'll be able to articulate and defend our Constitution and our constitutional rights, because we know where they come from and what they consist of and their true source and nature. And then we will be positive actors. Then we will be able to act, not just like running around reacting to things, but actually profitable and effective, effectual activity. So again, this is we've wandered away or been pushed away from these principles of our founding. And we need.
And
to
that's what understand. You mean. That's what you mean when you say you're of two minds. You're saying, hey, we have a right to peacefully assemble. We should be protesting this. I'm merely saying I agree with that 100%. The problem is these protests now have become infiltrated. You get provocateurs that are in the mix. They seem to partner with government in some way. I look at like Charlottesville and January 6th, and I look at government operatives could have made that peaceful, both of those. But they chose not to. They chose to ratchet up instead of de-escalate. They chose to escalate these things beyond imaginable proportions. They blamed it all on conservatives or all on patriots or all on, then they went off on white supremacists or this, or whatever garbage they're going to spew. The truth of the matter is, folks, they're gaining the upper hand by betraying us. And if we do have these peaceful assemblies, which I'm for, we need to do so wisely. We need to be wise as serpents, harmless as doves. We need to be very careful about where we go, how we go about it, to make sure that it doesn't run off the rails. We had an event in Illinois that we are concerned about it being peaceful. We literally hired security to be there for us, private sector security, to make sure that everything went okay. Because, you know, when you go to these liberal bastions, look, it's crazy. I'll give you an example to make the point. Tucker Carlson said last night on his show that the Department of Justice was not just after Donald Trump, but after anybody who voted for him. And I would say to broaden that even further, because I didn't vote for Trump, but anybody who stands for truth, Michael.
Yeah, right. It's a dangerous time to stand for truth. So that's why we're of two minds, because we want you to protest, but at the same time, we don't want you caught up in a web of the result of these infiltrators, if you will, because people lose has lost a horrible loss of liberty and loss of life have occurred because of that. Now, on the other hand, look, freedom, liberty, always comes with a consequence, with a price. I mean. In a lot of my teaching experience, I have people ask me all the time, they seem that they're looking for silver bullet answers, like what part of the Constitution can I quote, and then they'll all fall down and I get my way. Well, they're not going to all fall down and you get your way, more than likely than not. There's going to be a sacrifice that is required when you stand up against this anarchy and this tyranny and this oppression. I mean, that's just the way of the world. I can't give you some kind of silver bullet language that's gonna, you know, make you be able to walk between the raindrops. There's going to be consequences for this. But throughout our history, in the history of America, and the history of liberty, people have stood up and have prevailed because they understood the principle. They were willing to defend it. And they're willing to sacrifice to defend it, and it's going to call for a spirit among the people to do that.
It calls for a spirit. I agree 100%. It calls for morality. It calls for religion. It calls for the understanding of the principles and a courageous willingness to stand up. A courageous is contagious as well, folks. But remember, the Lord oftentimes whittles down His army. He doesn't need a big force. He needs a few good, honest, wise people that are dedicated to the core to carry out this mission. And I bring that up because everybody thinks, well, you know, we need to do it now. Well, we don't have enough of us now. Then they say, well, man, we got to have a majority. We don't have the majority either, but we've got to have enough organized who really have this at their core and a willingness to go all the way. In other words, sacred honor, fortunes come to mind.
Right. History is, I remember my good friend Doug Phillips used to always say, the history is made by committed minorities. It's not, you don't need a majority. You need a committed minority. And that's what you want to be a part of. And again, if I can just go back, I appreciate the ability to give a little commercial for Institute on the Constitution here, because that's, I think, one of the things that we try to generate when we teach our courses, where people come to an understanding of what we call the American view. There is a God, our rights come from Him. The purpose of civil government is protect God-given rights. This American view of government needs to be rehearsed and practiced and understood and imprinted on our hearts. like it was for our founders. And then there is a commonality of understanding and belief that encourages people to cooperate in these activist areas that have a much better, I don't want to say chance, but have a much better opportunity for success, because we know what we're doing and we know why we're doing it. That we need to recover that in America, and that's what we work strongly to try to do at Institute on the Constitution, which you can find by going to theamericanview.com. Please, we have tools and courses of instruction that that we actually have, and we've partnered with the Constitutional Sheriff and Peace Officers Association, which is an absolutely terrific group that that seeks to help sheriffs and local law enforcement understand what their authority is and deal with it righteously and rightly.
Ladies and gentlemen, money isn't the only thing we need, but we do need it. Okay, money. I don't live by money, but I realize that I got to have money to support my family. So I got a day job to do that. The money you put into our organizations, whether it be Liberty News Radio, Liberty Roundtable, The American View, all that money goes to the sacred cause of promoting liberty. We consider your funds sacred. So let me give you a quick comparison to make the point. Serving up hate in your breakfast cereal is the headline. What am I talking about? Kellogg's gave $91 million to the domestic terrorist organization Black Lives Matter. Naturalnews.com with that headline. Think about that. We don't need the kind of money that they have for our causes, but we do need funding and support to carry this work out, Michael. And really, the liberals, the extremes, they put plenty of money into their causes. We can do it on a penny to their dollar, easy. But without that penny, we can't get it done. The widow's mite matters.
It does. That's a good way to say it. Yes, it all matters. And of course, the scripture also says where a man's treasure is, there is his heart. So, you know, if people are willing to donate to you, they're willing to help you in other ways too. You know, it's an indication of where their heart is.
All right. So, Elon Musk warned that if they indict President Trump, it will backfire and it will result in a landslide reelection for Donald Trump in 2024. Ted Cruz slammed. He says if the president's arrested, it's historic. It's flimsy, it's weak, and it's been rejected by everybody and their dog. What do you say? Do you think Elon Musk is right? Will it be a landslide if Trump's indicted, Michael?
There are a lot of people that say that, and I think there's a lot of truth. It probably is true, yeah. And I think that's probably why Trump wants to make – he wants to have the images that people will react to to support him. That's why I think he wants to do the perp walk and probably be handcuffed, et cetera, et cetera. But yeah, I think the other thing he's doing here, he's calling the Republican Party and leaders of the Republican Party to decide. He's making them declare, if you will. So I think it's part of that's part of his strategy. It's not a strategy that I would use because he does things with such a flair. I don't operate that way, but so I would be uncomfortable with it personally, but he doesn't seem to be uncomfortable with it. He seems to want to use this as part of his campaign strategy for 2024.
Ladies and gentlemen, I think a lot of what Donald Trump has done is great. His pro-life stance, he's more pro-life than any president. He's highlighted the belligerence of the media and corrupt agencies in government. In that way, he's done a great job. But there's so many gaffes that he's made. He's surrounded himself with literal deep state actors to the point of no return. He promoted the fast-track vaccinations, which now is being forced by Donald Trump. Trump/Joe Biden. He's done a lot of things that I have concerns with. I can't vote for Donald Trump because I believe it's a sin to vote for a wicked man. He's got, you know, details with other women, immorality. He's got a lack of understanding of the deep state. Either he's part of it or they mock him at every turn because he's not savvy enough to defend against it. That's just my humble opinion to which I'm entitled. Next hour, though, Donald Trump believes he has 10 points in his plan. He says he will shatter the deep state. I'm going to take Trump on about that because I think he's wrong. Thank you, Michael Peruca. God bless you, sir. TheAmericanView.com.